4:37 here on Downtown. Oh, yes, more on the sinking Red Sox in the 5 o'clock hour. We go to Fenway Park. Ryan Hannibal of WEEI will join us. We'll talk movies, too. Alan Adams of The Main Edge, Pass the Popcorn, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. But right now, it's time to talk about youth sports on the program, as we're joined on the Tiller and Ride telephone line by the founder and president of GetPsychedSports.org, Mitch Lyons. Welcome to Downtown.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me.
Well, I'm very interested to hear more about the organization and what you're trying to do to improve youth sports. And let's start with the concept that a lot of teams in youth sports today are built on a very old model.
Yeah, that's correct. A very 19th century model, actually. And if you think about it in terms of education, it's quite different than our educational model, where you don't learn from just one person, but you read and you study, and in science you actually test the theories in labs like chem lab and biology, etc. We don't do that with our model of the sports teams, which I'm going to turn the little question to you and say, how many different sciences can you think that involve sports today?
Well, I imagine there are quite a few, but we rarely bring them together.
Right. Are we talking about sports psychology, nutrition, exercise? There's all kinds of sciences involved that we didn't know back then, but we really haven't kept up to date. Part of that is the fault of the Department of Education's in all 50 states who gave up on sports under the 19th century theory that if you work with your hands, you must be stupid. And that was basically the view back then. Everybody, you get an education and you you can't really learn much from sports, and that you can be taught by these volunteer and sometimes teacher coaches. So that it's so debunked by all of the science since then that we really have an opportunity to use our public education funds to educate kids, especially in some general, I don't call, but everybody else does, social emotional learning skills that help you play better. Like, and if I, another question I could turn around and ask you is, what's the attributes of a good team? When you think good team, bad team, what do you think about when you think about a good team?
Well, I think we would obviously look at talent, but also the ability to work together cooperatively to understand everybody's role in the situation.
Right, that's one of them. And it's like, first of all, how do you create a positive environment? So in youth in high school, when you say, you know, we look at talent, what's a good team, and it's a good answer. But we're not talking about professionals, like the sorry state of our Red Sox. But we are talking about youth in high school and the youth sports that feed into that high school system. We're trying to create positive environments, learning about the power of full engagement, like effort, like making decisions each time we do a drill, how much effort we're going to give to something, how to manage our thoughts and feelings, and learn how to focus, which is a, you know, recognizing distracting thoughts when they're happening. How to communicate with others, problem solve, visualization skills that are all, these are all set written goals. These are, and a kind of written goal that's both challenging but realistic, like saying that I am going to dunk the ball is not a realistic goal if I was on basketball. So setting these, this is all the sports psychology that is available, but we as coaches are not making, and specifically athletic directors, principals, superintendents, Department of Education, State Department of Education, are missing a great opportunity because sports, and as a basketball coach for 26 years, I can tell you kids learn a lot today. They could learn even more if we actually change the system a bit and not just rely on, if a parent did not call me, it was a good season, coach.
That is
not passing, you know, the kind of grade that we're capable of. And that we demand of our players, by the way, right? We demand that full effort,
right,
of our players, but we're not making the change that we should be making to make it a much more educational. And, by the way, you perform better. That's proven. That's why it's called science, right? So these things are all available to us. I wish we would make that move, but as a famous business management guru named Peter Drucker said, culture eats strategy for breakfast.
Mitch Lyons, GetPsychedSports.org with us here on Downtown. Well, I'm a high school teacher. I'm a former varsity baseball coach, athletic director. What I love about your model is what I've tried to stress for years with people, especially in Maine. We're not producing very many professional athletes. We're not really producing a great deal of Division I athletes. That doesn't mean that every player on our teams shouldn't come out of athletics with a positive experience. And it would seem to me that if we incorporate psychology and more science into this, that greatly elevates the chances of everybody getting something good, not just that kid that scores 25 a game.
Absolutely. And I couldn't agree with you more. And coaches will get a lot out of it. It's like these skills that I just mentioned are part of social emotional learning skills, but there are many social emotional learning skills, like learning how to calm down, knowing when you need help, recognizing people's differences, regulating emotions, learning how to cooperate, being an active listener, as I said, recognizing distracting thoughts, how to express anger appropriately. I mean, these are all things that could be learned not only in school, and the social emotional learning skills, but also use athletics as a great medium for actually trying these things. See, and you have to start early. If high schools did it, all the youth sports teams would also do it. And I just want you to know, I'm a retired person. I'm not, I'm going to be 69 in a couple of months. And this is not about anything other than moving us forward. Why be stuck in the 19th century when there's so much to learn from the sciences? And your players play better. Why wouldn't you want to teach them sports psychology? Like, how many coaches go in, and I know this happened to me plenty of times, where my regular work that I have got me down. And I went into coaching a team, and I made a change in my own mind. I'm going to go do something I really love being around kids, want it to be fun not only but for them but for me. So instead of being so demanding, I'm going to be a lot more fun. And then the demand part comes from the player themselves because they want to do well. And you're showing them how, but in a way that they want to have fun. And I know that many of your coaches and you were probably like that, where kids were having fun. That's when you know you're doing a good job and they're performing better because of it. And I think one of the things we could start with, the easiest thing, is just line kids up and ask them to run from A to point B, and then ask them to think about the amount of effort they want to give from A to B, and then ask them to run again, and you'll be surprised how fast people go when they make a decision. Most kids go through practices. They don't make decisions each and every drill. How much effort am I going to do? Have I visualized what the coach wants me to do before I do it? If you get into these habits, you find that when they go home at night, when the homework comes, you can say the same thing to them. You can say, how much effort are you going to give to the homework? It may be only 50%, but at least you made a decision. So, and you should expect to see.
So, Mitch, is the big obstacle to getting this system implemented? I know you're working on doing it in Massachusetts. Is it economics and training of coaches, or is it just getting rid of that old mindset?
Well, first of all, I'm not doing it in Massachusetts. I started the Social Emotional Learning Alliance for Massachusetts, which has almost, well, it's about 900 members, because the Social Emotional Learning Alliance is educators who want to see this concept of teaching the whole child and not just teaching to test. And I said, not just. It's not an either or. We have to have tests in sports. The tests are games. That's how we measure ourselves.
Right.
So I'm a big believer in testing, but I'm not a believer of only testing, because that doesn't make a happy, successful, good citizen. So I started the Social Emotional Learning Alliance because I want to say to a principal, go to your athletic director and say, how are you supporting the mission of our school?
I like that plan a lot. You can get more information by going to the website, getpsychedsports.org. Mitch Lyons is the founder and president. Mitch, it's great work. I wish you well on your mission. I look forward to hearing more about it and appreciate you making some time for us this afternoon.
Well, I appreciate your having me. And if you ever do have a forum about this thing where it's very discussed, I'd be happy to come up. I love Maine.
That sounds great.
My favorite places. Coming to Booth Bay, actually, this summer.
Beautiful there. Mitch, thank you very much, and we hope to talk with you again soon. Mitch Lyons joining us in Downtown. 11 to go before the top of the hour.